Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, what's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning as, again, we broadcast from Philly spring training at Spectrum Field after a very busy day of baseball here yesterday and really sports all throughout the Philadelphia area. Of course, Vinny Curry back with the Birds. Great interview. Great interview with Angelo a couple of minutes ago. Villanova winning last night. It was a solid job by the Wildcats. Of course, day one of the tournament, day two today. Of course, the Martelli interview with Angelo this morning was the parts I've heard. I haven't heard it all. The parts I've heard, unbelievable. We'll give you a replay of that coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Flyers get an important win. They're now 5 points out with eight to go. Clock is obviously ticking to give themselves a shot with the win last night. And the Phils, it all gets real with the opening day happening in 6 days. So great to be with you. Much up ahead, including many interviews today down here from Clearwater. We look forward to it all with you at 888-729-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Big show today. Phils GM Matt Klintak on the show today. 888-729-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
John.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Americans eat more than 22 pounds of tomatoes every year.
Wow. I'm probably more than that. I like my tomatoes.
I love tomatoes, too.
I like them on my sandwiches.
Every American eats more than 22 pounds of tomatoes every year?
Pizza.
Well, a lot of it is in the form of tomato sauce and ketchup,
Sure, exactly. Last night, you know, you get some French fries, whatever it may be. All right, let's get to it. 888-729-9494. John, we got a bird's eye view of an empty Spectrum Field right now. Phils, of course, not with a home game today, but we are seated in the exact same seats we were yesterday when we saw Bryce Harper smack not one but two home runs and tremendous offensive performance yesterday and electrifying, with especially that first Harper home run, which got out, it seemed like, in 2 seconds. And very cool to witness, obviously, his first homer, non-regular season for him, but first home run with the Phils.
I tell you what. No, I'm not. I was down even closer
for the second home run, which
was amazing.
Yep.
Yesterday was an offensive display of excellence, of things to come. You know, like this was a harbinger of just explosive home run greatness.
Yeah.
All over the place yesterday. But once again, the big question mark is, what the heck are we doing with our starting rotation? Vince Velasquez yesterday, how many pitches? 27 to get out of the first inning?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Vince Velasquez yesterday pitched 3 1/3 innings, but gave up 5 hits, walked 3 guys, gave up 3 runs. Yes, I know he had 9 strikeouts, but that high end, like, that's, we love watching guys whiff. You're looking for a pitcher who makes guys miss, but it comes at a cost with him. It comes at the cost. He's going to have lapses where, yeah, he just made you miss, but he's going to give you stuff to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Before our very eyes yesterday, you know, we were just saying, hey, I wonder how Vince Velasquez has progressed. The very next pitch.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Goes yard. This is not, now Vince Velasquez right now, I think would be the fifth guy in our rotation, in our starting rotation. To me, that means our starting rotation is not good enough. To me right now, this Phillies team is potentially an offensive juggernaut.
Yeah, for sure.
That has a major Achilles heel. We've got, now, we know that Nick Pivetta has looked superhuman at times in spring training.
Yep.
It is very exciting the way he has progressed. We know what Aaron Nola is. He is an ace of aces. And we think we know Jake Arrieta is
he's all right.
He once was great.
Yeah.
Last year, he was really good at times.
Sure.
And this year, he is building on those positive times from last season.
So, what, you want to see the Phils make a move?
I think they must. If we want this team to be the team they've paid to be, we can't get there with this staff.
Yeah, see, and I tell you, I disagree with that. Here's the thing, and again, 888-729-9494, hop aboard the phone lines. It was an offensive explosion. It was very cool to witness, and obviously it's going to be coming to a ballpark near you, not us, because we're in Clearwater right now, but coming to South Philadelphia in just 6 days. It's going to be a fun 6 months, hopefully 7 months watching Phillies baseball. I think it will be 7 months. Look, is the pitching staff right now a question mark? Absolutely. No question about it. But when John talks about, you know, needing another pitcher right now, where I disagree with that, and I mean, could it help? Sure, it could help. But I don't want another Arrieta-like signing where it's a player for too much money who's on the decline in his career. And again, too much money. That's one thing. To me, the offense is way more than good enough to carry this Phillies team while they figure out what their pitching is. Is there some risk there? Yeah, I get it. There is. There's some risk. But to me, the offense is way more than good enough to carry the day for the Phillies for a good long stretch in this season. Again, I don't want another Arrieta-like signing, you know, where it's too much money for a pitcher on the decline. Trade deadline, obviously, affords the Phillies the possibility of being able to acquire a pitcher during the season. And frankly, you know,
and that's what I've expected all along.
Well, sure.
That they'll wait until right before the deadline and make a move if they need to.
Right.
But that was with me assuming that they wouldn't know if they need to until then.
Well, but here's the thing, Joe.
We know.
Yeah, but no,
we know what we have in Vince Velasquez.
Yeah, I understand that, but we don't know that Nick Pivetta and Zach Eflin might not be real good. I mean, there's certainly a possibility.
Okay. I think Zach Eflin is much improved. I know Nick Pivetta is much improved. I'm good with four. I'm good with four pitchers. And early this season, with the way the schedule shapes up, we're probably going to be on a four-man rotation, you know, to start the year.
Well, just the very beginning.
Yeah. But that only lasts so long.
Yeah, like 2 weeks or a week.
Yeah. We need to do something now. Look, 2 weeks doesn't get us to the trade deadline.
Right. No, I get you. Look, 888-729-9494. As we get closer and closer to the season, let's hone in now on, I mean, look, I get John's point. He wants the team to be complete. I understand that. I want the Phillies to be complete also, but I also want to be realistic about how they get there. I mean, the reality is it's a phenomenal offense, and short of massive injury, that's not going to change. I mean, they're fielding some unbelievable firepower. I mean, they got a guy in Cesar Hernandez, and he's not firepower, but he's very solid, who last year led off, who this year is probably going to hit seventh. That's unbelievable. So to me, that's a tremendous upgrade on the offensive side. Defense also, by the way, should be way better. Bullpen should be better.
Yes.
So then it's, okay, the pitching.
But there's also Dallas Keuchel still out there available. There's also Aniel De Los Santos, who is developing fast. I mean, he's good. He's in AAA. You've also got Cole Irvin, who was the minor league pitcher of the year last year.
Well, good, then wait for him.
You've also got Drew Anderson. Drew Anderson, who's been the unspoken star of spring training because he went and developed a cutter, and he's sitting on a .71 ERA right now.
Well, that's why you don't make a move, because you believe in these guys coming through the system. That's my point.
I want them to make it obvious to me. I want them to show me. I want to see these other options right now, moving into that rotation, showing us as fans what they can do. And if you feel like you got to go there. Jared Eichhoff, we know that he had the injury issues.
I forgot about him. Yeah,
the injury issues, and he's not the same. So
Right
now you got Vince Velasquez and Jared Eichhoff in that starting rotation. They are in our rotation.
Well,
they're like five and six right
now.
Yeah,
Eichhoff's not in.
And we need to be honest with ourselves and make a move in terms of bringing someone in or bringing someone up.
888-729-9494. Joe to Cameron, John Rich again. 888-729-9494. Less than a week to go to opening day. Do you feel the Phils, and specifically Klintak, have shortchanged the team by shortchanging the starting rotation? I do not feel that way at all. I mean, to me, the idea of being able to, I'll call it wait and see, and make a move if need be, is a very wise approach, given that the offense should carry the team for a good long stretch, and that some of these guys, specifically the three and the four in Pivetta and Eflin, you know, may turn out to be, you know, pretty damn solid. We'll see. 888-729-9494. Or like John, do you think the Phils should just kind of, I don't know, I mean, I guess you can say just further bolster their claim for the National League East this year by hitting the ground running, by signing a pitcher right now that can obviously make it a better staff out of the gate and make them a stronger team for the 162. Hop aboard the phone lines, 888-729-9494. I've got no problem at all with how Klintak has played this. What do you think? 888-729-9494. All right, big show on tap. Larry Boa joins us during the 10 o'clock hour. You'll hear the Martelli interview. Unbelievable stuff with Angela this morning. That's in the 11 o'clock hour. Beat the Hammer today at noon. Klintak on the show at 12:30. Big show, some other guests possible, and your phone calls all show. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.